Okay, we're going to start at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet. Sugi that we're going to deal with today is basically what are the qualifications for creating a leap year with regards to the Tkufa? When is it, when do we reach a point where one must have a leap year in order to adjust for the fact that we need to reconcile between the lunar and the solar calendars? Meaning that the fact that Pesach has to fall out b'Chodesh Aviv, and that Sukkot has to file out at Chag HaSif, at Tkufat HaShana. Those two requirements are going to be dictated by the seasons, or by the Tkufot, as they're known, whereas the actual dating of those holidays, we're going to deal with the lunar calendar, which is on the 15th of Nisan and the 15th of Tishrei. So the leap year, or the extra month that's placed in there, will help to ensure that the two coincide in whatever manner that is needed. So today we're going to run through the different opinions about what creates that need, or what's necessary in order to have a leap year. When have you reached the point beyond which you cannot allow the year to continue, so that this year, if you let it continue in this manner, would not fulfill that obligation to have the lunar and solar calendars coincide properly. So that threshold by which, or at which, you make that decision is really the subject of today's daf. Let's start out here, which is at the bottom, the third to last line, last word. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Eim ha'abrim et ha'shana, elam kein haita tkufa chaseira ruba shel chodesh. We do not make a leap year unless the tkufa is missing a rov chodesh. V'kama ruba shel chodesh. What's the rov chodesh? Shisha asar yom divrei Rav Yehuda. So that's Rav Yehuda's opinion, that if the year is missing 16 days, the tkufa is missing 16 days, that means that season is missing 16 days to complete the season within the month of Nisan, then we will have to be forced, or at that point, be forced to be ma'aber et ha'shana. But if it's less than those 16 days, then we will not be forced to be ma'aber et ha'shana. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So if you look on the sheets, the first chart you can see this, when you have Tishrei, we're talking about right now about Tishrei. So in Tishrei, if you have 15 days, right, in Tishrei that belong to the previous Tkufa, the summer Tkufa is called Tkufat Tammuz, right, because of the solstice that begins at that point in Tammuz, and then the equinox, or the season that begins now, is called Tkufat Tishrei. So the point of transition between Tkufat Tammuz or Tkufat Tishrei, according to Rav Yehuda, if 15 days of this month belong to the previous Tkufa of Tkufat Tammuz, then you do not need to make it into a leap year. Right? That means that if on the 16th of Tishrei, which is the second day of Sukkot, if on that day it becomes Tkufat Tishrei, the new season begins, then you do not need to make it into a leap year. It's sufficient. Had it been one day later, meaning had the Tkufat Tishrei begun on the 17th, that would force you into a position where you would have to make it into a leap year. Whereas on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Vesrim Yom, it's 21 days. If you have 21 days that belong to previous Tkufa in Tishrei, then you would force to make a leap year in order to, again, reconcile between the lunar and solar calendars. So if you look, it's the second opinion that it brought over here. If here's the case where you do not need to make a leap year, here if the first 20 days of Tishrei belong to Tkufat Tammuz, whereas the Chaf Aleph from the 21st and onward belong to the Tkufat Tishrei, that's fine. In that instance, you would not have to make a leap year. If it was postponed anymore, meaning that there were 21 days from Tish Tammuz, and the remainder, starting with Chaf Bet, would belong to Tkufat Tishrei, then we would have to be forced to make it into a leap year. Where do their positions derive from? That the Gemara says, Ushnehem Mikra Echad Dershu. They both learn it out from the same Pasuk, which is Chag HaSif Tkufat HaShana. That the requirement by Sukkot is that it be Chag HaSif, right? The Chag in which you can do Hasafa, that you can do collecting or bringing together. Plus, it has to be Tkufat HaShana. So, Mar Savar Kulei Chag Be'inim B'Tkufa Chadasha. The opinion, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see it again in a second on the charts. But here, it says that the entire Chag, the entire Sukkot, must be in the new Tkufa. Tkufa Chadasha means the new season in Tkufat Tishrei. Umar Zavar Mixat Chag, that only a portion of the Chag, be'ina b'Tkufa Chadasha, do you require in the new Chag. So now if you look back at the two opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion says that we do not need to make it a leap year when Tkufat Tishrei begins on Tet Zayin, begins on the 16th of the month, you will not be required to make it into a leap year. Wait a minute, I thought he said, Kule Chag Bainin. He needs the entire Chag of Sukkot to be in the new Tkufa. But if you start on the 16th, that means that the 15th, which is the first day of Sukkot, is not included, right, in his new Tkufa. So why in that instance does he not require a leap year? So Rashi explains that the...
One day is
not a big deal now. Rashi explains that Chag HaAsif. What does it mean, Chag HaAsif? That's a zman when you could be me'asif. What are the only, right, very good. So only times that you could be me'asif during Sukkot is during Chol HaMoed, and that's only Davar Aved. But nevertheless, there is such an opportunity to be me'asif during Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So the requirement of Chulei Chag only applies to Chol HaMoed and not to Yom Tov Rishon Shel HaChag. So in Eretz Yisrael, right, but that's where it matters, because we're at Koveya, right, the Shanim Al Pi Eretz Yisrael. So here, the Rabbi Yehuda believes that once the Tkufa begins on the 16th, that is sufficient to have, first of all, Kulei Chag, and you do not require at that point a leap year. If it was postponed one more day, if Tkufa turned out to be starting on the 17th, that would not suffice, because then you wouldn't have Kulei Chag in the Tkufa of Tishrei. You'd be missing the first day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, needs you to have Miksat HaChag. Any amount of Chag HaSukkot has to fall out in the Tkufa. So what would that be? That would be the seventh day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Yom HaRavah, right, the last day of Chol HaMoed. That, as long as that day falls out in a new Tkufa, that would be sufficient. So that means as long as the Tkufa starts on the 21st, right, which is the seventh day of Sukkot, that would be fine. If it starts on the 22nd, then you'll be forced to make it into a leap year in order to postpone a Sukkot, so that would be after the Tkufa. So that's the two opinions. From this, the Gemara says we can conclude. So back in the Gemara, my kasavre. What do they hold? I kasavre. So we're going to see this is a subject to a machloket. Yom Tkufa Gomer. So what do they believe? Do they believe that Yom Tkufa, the day in which we call the switchover, the new Tkufa, the Yom Tkufa, which I've highlighted here, it's brown there, you know, darkened slightly. That Yom Tkufa is, what is the status of that day? Is that day the last day of the previous Tkufa, or the first day of the subsequent, or the next Tkufa? So now the Gemara wants to know, which one do they hold? Ikasavri Yom Tkufa Gomer. If they think it's the last day of the previous Tkufa, then we're in trouble. Why? Belov halchi nami lo lemandamer kulei chagika velo lemandamer mixel chagika. If you were to say that it was the last day of the previous tkufa, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the tkufa yom tkufa falls out on the 16th, they won't help you, because that means that the new tkufa only begins on the 17th. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if the yom tkufa is the 21st, that means that new tkufa would only begin on the 22nd. So it wouldn't help you at all. So why are they both saying that when it falls out on the 16th or the 21st, then it's fine? So it must be, what's the conclusion of that? Ella kasavre yom tkufa matchil. So that's what I showed you over here. In both the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yossi, they believe the yom tkufa is the beginning of the new tkufa. You can see that in the two positions there where the darkened squares underneath the row, yom tkufa matchil, and above it you can say it's tkufa tishrei. That's the beginning of the new tkufa. And that's why they believe if it falls out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the 16th, you do not have to make it into a leap year. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if it falls out on the 21st, you do not need to make it into a leap year, because they qualify, according to each of them, what they need to happen, which is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kulei Chag will be in Tkufat Tishrei, meaning from Chol HaMoed and onward. And for Rabbi Yossi, it will be at least one day of Chol HaMoed will fall out in Tkufat Tishrei. That's the conclusion of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol and what the Gemara learns from it. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol and will not have an answer to this problem, which is that there are two brightot the Gemara is going to bring, both of which seem to be problematic for Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. Gemara says, Meitve, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So here's the first problem. Rabbi Yehuda is explicit in his opinion that Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa and not the beginning of the new Tkufa. Yossi Omer, Yom Tkufa Matchil. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yossi, we can reconcile here, because that's exactly what the opinion according to Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, is that Rabbi Yossi believes Matchil. So that works fine. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we just said the only way Rabbi Yehuda's opinion can work, that if the Yom Tkufa falls out on the 16th, you will not be required to make a leap year. That only works if you believe Yom Tkufa Matchil. But over here we have Rabbi Yehuda explicitly saying that he believes Yom Tkufa Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda believes that Yom Tkufa Gomer, the only way you could have it possibly work is if the Yom Tkufa falls out on the 15th. If it falls down on the 15th, then that would help you. But if it falls down on the 16th, you're out of luck, because that means the tkufa only begins on the 17th, and that's not going to help you whatsoever. First question, and Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Second question, but oh, Tanya, we have a braisa. This braisa is going to lay out a number of opinions. It's going to be a Tanakama, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, and the Achirim. Right? There are five opinions that the braisa is going to lay out about what is the requirement for a leap year, what triggers a leap year. So the first one is the Tanakama. The only time you make it into leap year is if the month of Tishrei, that's Kufa, means Kufa Tammuz, which is about to end. If it needs 16 days out of the month of Tishrei to complete the Tkufa, then we make a leap year. Right, so that's Kama Rubo Shechodesh Yisar Azar Yom. By the way, it sounds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, all right, of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So if you look here, I have on the chart here, you can look at the Tanakama. Right, on the Tanakama, the time that forces you into a leap year, over here, by Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, I did it in the cases where you don't need a leap year. Here I'm showing where you would require a leap year. So the Tanakama over here, when would you require a leap year? Is that on the 16th day. If the first 16 days are part of Tkufat Tammuz, then you'd be forced to have a leap year in order to prevent it from being in that manner. So that's the opinion of the Tanakama. As you can see, the Yom Tkufa, if it falls out on Yud Zayin, that would not work because you need at least, you can't have 16 days of Tishrei belonging to Tkufat Tammuz. That's the first opinion. Now the Braisa continues with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yadot B'chodesh. So what's the Shtei Yadot? Shtei Yadot would be out of three Yadot, meaning two-thirds. Two-thirds of the month. If the Tkufat Tammuz requires two-thirds of the month in order to finish off the Tkufat Tammuz, in that case, then you have to be Ma'abrim Eta Shana. How much is that? Bekama Shtei Yadot B'chodesh Chof Yom. That is 20 days. So here I showed you the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's clear here, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion we just saw before is that Yom Tkufa Gomer. Yom Tkufa is the end of the previous Tkufa. So therefore, what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? Rabbi Yehuda says that if 20 days of Tishrei belong to the Tkufat Tammuz, if 20 days of Tishrei belong to Tkufat Tammuz, then what does that mean? That means that the 21st day is the Yom Tkufa. The 21st day is the Yom Tkufa, and that is the Yom Tkufa is Gomer, the previous Tkufa. In that case, the Tkufat Tishrei for Rabbi Yehuda will only begin on Chav Bet, which is already after Sukkot. It's already on Shmini Atzeret. So that won't help you whatsoever. So he says that if 20 days of the month, right, belong to Tkufat Tammuz, and then the Yom Tkufa we know belongs to Tammuz as well, because Yom Tkufa belongs to the previous Tkufa according to Rabbi Yehuda, then it will turn out that the Tkufat Tishrei only begins on the 22nd. Tkufat Tishrei goes on the 22nd, you have no overlap between the Tkufat Tishrei and Sukkot. So it's not going to work according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the qualification for a leap year according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, this reconciles. This braisa is consistent with the braisa that says Yom Tkufa Gomer according to Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, there's the other question on Rabbi Yehuda or Mashmuel. Because here, Rabbi Yehuda or Mashmuel says that Rabbi Yehuda believes you need 16 days, right, in order to make a leap year. And it's clear from the braisa here that Rabbi Yehuda requires 20 days in order to be a leap year. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Machshavin Shisha Asar Lifnei HaPesach, Ma'abrin, Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChag, in Ma'abrim. So Rabbi Yossi's opinion is a little more complicated here, but it's clear again that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is not consistent with what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel brought. Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says it's 21 days is the qualification. Over here, it's clear that Rabbi Yossi is talking about 16 days. So both of these items present a huge problem for Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. One is that the Rabbi Yehuda believes that Yom Tkufa Gomer. Number two is here, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, their opinions are not consistent with what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Now, Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi's opinion speaks about two different scenarios. One scenario is the Nisan. In Nisan, he says that, first of all, if it's 16 days lifnei Nisan, if he says there are 16 days, now that's another tkufa, there's another changeover of the seasons around Pesach. That is shifting from Tkufat Tevet, from the winter solstice, right? And that is Tkufat Nisan, which is from the equinox, that becomes the new tkufa, the new season of Tkufat Nisan. That transition happens on Pesach. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi says, if you have 16 days in Nisan that belong to Tkufat Tevet, then you have to make it into a leap year. If 16 days, you can look at this on top of page 2. If 16 days belong to Nisan, meaning that they belong to Tekuvat Nisan and Tekuvat Nisan only begins on the 17th of Nisan, you'll have to make it a leap year. Why do you have to make it a leap year then? Because how long is each season? Each season is 91 days. Now the truth is, it's really, it happens to be Machlokas in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, but really, 91 days would not suffice for a season, because 91 days would only equal 364 days. And we know that a solar year is 365 and a quarter days. So truthfully, it really is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Right? 91 days and 7.5 hours, the extra 7.5 hours times 4 gives you 30 hours. 30 hours is an additional day and a quarter. Right? So that, the true, and Tosfos takes issue with Rashi on this, because he says it's not meduyak because of this problem. But we're going to do with the round numbers that Rashi deals with, which is what? If you have to start on Nisan, I've showed it to you here, that if you have a Nisan, if Yom Tkufa is the 17th of Nisan, that means Tkufat Nisan begins there, you're going to start counting the season of Nisan from that day. As you can see, I have the numbers on the bottom. It starts with 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you count 91 days from then, right, it'll encompass the end of Nisan, the entire Iyar, Sivan, and then into Tammuz. The 91st day will turn out to be Yud Chet, right, Tammuz. So Yud Chet Tammuz will be the last day of Tkufat Nisan, and the first day of Tkufat Tammuz will be Yud Tet Tammuz. So Tkufat Tammuz will begin on the 19th of Tammuz. Then again, you'll have to count another 91 days to see when this season ends. So that will finish up Tammuz, it'll be the entire Av, Elul, and then the 91st day will end on Chaf Aleph Tishrei, on the 21st of Tishrei. So now, there are a couple of assumptions. This is an assumption in general, is that we alternate months. When it comes to the 29 and 30 days, right, we alternate months between Nisan, which is 30, Iyar, which is 29, Sivan, which is 30, meaning that we're going to alternate on and off. Based on that, the 91st day, or the end of Tkufat Tammuz, would be the 21st day of Tishrei. Why does that present the problem? Because that means Yom HaTkufa is the 22nd of Tishrei. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Yom HaTkufa is Matchil, and that means that you'll have none of Tkufat Tishrei overlap with Sukkot whatsoever. So that's the position of Rabbi Yossi. The position of Rabbi Yossi is if you have 16 days in Nisan, 16 days in Nisan belong to Tkufat Teveit, then what's going to happen? By definition, it's going to fall out. That means that Tkufat Tishrei will fall out on the 22nd of Tishrei, and that'll be too late. So that's how Rabbi Yossi says it. Rabbi Yossi says, I know that if Tkufat Teveit extends into Nisan for 16 days, we're in trouble, and you're going to have to make it a leap year, because if you don't make it a leap year, we're going to run into a problem once we hit Tishrei, because Tkufat Tishrei will not overlap with Sukkot in that instance. That's the first thing that Rabbi Yossi says. Then Rabbi Yossi says a second statement, which is, it's clear from here, actually, just before we make the second statement, because we'll see the problem with the second statement, is that Rabbi Yossi only requires Mitzat HaChag. Right, but Yossi, all he's looking for is one day of Sukkot to overlap with Tkufat Tishrei. That's why he says it doesn't work when there's 16 days in Nisan. Had there been 15 days in Nisan, which would have made the Yom Tkufa one day earlier, which means the Yom Tkufa and Tishrei would be on the 21st. If the Yom Tkufa is on the 21st, that overlaps with the last day of Chol HaMoed in Sukkot, and that would have been enough. So it's clear Rabbi Yossi believes that all you need is one day overlapping between the Tkufat Tishrei and Chag HaSukkot. So now the next statement in Rabbi Yossi becomes problematic, which is that he says, if Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChag, Ein Me'abrim. He says that if there's 16 days before the Chag, meaning that if there's 16 days from Tishrei that are in Tkufat Tammuz, then you're not Me'aber. But from that it suggests that if there were 17 days in Tishrei from the Tkufat Tammuz, you would be Ma'aber the Shana. And the Gemara is going to ask this later. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi only requires that one day of Sukkot overlap with the Tkufat Tishrei. That means that Rabbi Yossi really believes that you could have 20 days of Tishrei belong to Tkufat Tammuz and it wouldn't be a problem. So why is he using the number 16 over here when it really is up to 20 days and it would be fine? So that would be a good, well, I'm pointing it out to you, but that would be a question that the Gemara is going to ask. My next opinion in the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shisar Asar Lifnei HaChag Me'abrim. Rabbi Shimon believes that even if there's 16 days, right, of Tishrei that are belonging to Tkufat Tammuz, it doesn't work. So what does Rabbi Shimon clearly hold? Rabbi Shimon clearly holds that you need Kulei Chag Beinan, right? He needs the whole Chag. So if there's 16 days that belong to Tkufat Tammuz, you can see this in the last part on page 2. If 16 days belong to Tkufat Tishrei, and Yom Tkufa is only Yud Zayin, that means that Tkufat Tishrei only covers the third day of Sukkot and onward. That's not enough. He needs it to be from the second day. So therefore, if there are already 16 days from Tishrei that are dedicated to Tkufat Tammuz, you have to make it a leap year, because then you're not going to suffice, you're not going to reach Kulei Chag Ba'ina. You're not going to have Tkufat Tishrei encompass the entire Chag HaSukkot, meaning from the second day of, right, the second day of Sukkot or the first day of Chol HaMoed. Achayim Omim, I'll leave this, we'll come back and interpret it. Achayim Omim Miuto. All you need is Miuto. V'kami Miuto, how much is a Miuto Chodesh? Abbas Ayom. It's 14 days. I will come back and explain Achayim, because the Gemara is going to ask, what did they mean? It's not clear what the Achayim mean. Now the Gemara is going to go through each of the opinions here and say, what the problems are. Before we do that, the Gemara concludes, Kasha. Kasha means that from this Braisa, in the previous Braisa, it's very hard to reconcile between what Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said and what we just saw in these two Braitot. If that's the case, right, then the Gemara is just saying Kasha, we have no way to reconcile it. Now, the Gemara is going to go back through this Braisa, quote each opinion in the Braisa, and try to explain what their positions are. So now the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yadot B'Chodesh, Esrim Yom. Rav Yossi Omer, Mechashvin, Shisha Asar Yom Lifnei Pesach, Me'abrim. So now, wait a minute. If that's the case, that is Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. They are the same. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion now are exactly the same, which is, if you go back to the first page, right, on the first page, you can look at Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. On the bottom of the first page, Rabbi Yehuda says that if 20 days are from, Tishrei belong to Tkufat Tammuz, right, which he says, Shtei Yadot, if 21 days belong to it, then he says you have to make it into a leap year. And that's exactly right, which means that if the, we're going to see in a second, the 21st day of, if the 21st day, through the 21st day, belongs to Tkufat Tammuz, then it's no good, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning that you have to have it have come out that the Yom HaTkufa is on the 20th, meaning that Tkufat Tammuz ends by the 20th. So Tkufat Tammuz has to end by the 20th in order for this to work. And if you turn to page 2, Rabbi Yossi says the exact same thing. Rabbi Yossi says that the 16 days in Nisan force us to do this because otherwise it will not be, the Yom Tkufah will not fall out on the 21st, meaning that Tishrei, Tkufat Tishrei will not belong on the begin on the 21st. So you see in the Braisa, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda require that Tkufat Tishrei begin at minimum on the 21st of Tishrei. If it begins on the 21st of Tishrei, they both agree that it's fine. Why? Because they both require Mikzat Achag. One day of Sukkot has to fall out in Tkufat Tishrei. And according to both their opinions, it's the exact same thing. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? So here the Gemara answers. Yom Tkufat Gomer, Yom Tkufat Matchil Ike Benayu. Their machlokus in the previous Braisa explains the difference here. And that is whether they believe Yom Tkufat is the last day of the previous, right, Tkufa, or is it the beginning of the new Tkufa? So if you're looking at Rabbi Yossi here says that Tkufat Tishrei, with the case in which we're going to have to make a leap year, is when 16 days of Nisan belong to Tkufat Tevet. When 16 days belong to Tkufat Tevet, then when does the Yom Tkufa fall out? It falls out on the 22nd. When the Yom Tkufa is the 22nd, that is the first day of the new Tkufa, the first day of Tkufat Tishrei. It's the first day of Tkufat Tishrei. It doesn't work because we need at least Miksas, right? We need at least Miksas Achag in Tkufat Tishrei, and that won't work. But had it been Yom Tkufa one day earlier, if the Yom Tkufa was one day earlier on the 21st, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's great. Yom Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa. If Yom Tkufa was the 21st, you're on the money because then you have Tkufat Tishrei beginning on the last day of Sukkot. As opposed to that, Rabbi Yehuda believes Yom Tkufa Gomer. Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Yom Tkufa falls out on the 21st, you're not good. Because if Yom Tkufa falls out on the 21st, what does that mean? That's the last day of Tkufat Tammuz. That means Tkufat Tishrei does not begin until the 22nd of Tishrei. So again, they both agree that you need at least one day of Sukkot to be a part of Tkufat Tishrei, but they're going to differ as to whether Yom Tkufa suffices for that. According to Rabbi Yossi, if Yom Tkufa is the 21st of Tishrei, you're good. You're golden because Yom Tkufa is the beginning of Tkufat Tishrei, and you have the overlap you need. As opposed to that, if Yom Tkufa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the 21st, it does not work. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa. If your 21st is Yom Tkufa, that means that Tkufat Tammuz persists until the 21st day. If that's the case, then you can't, you have to make it a leap year because then you have no overlap. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have Yom Tkufa be the 20th. So again, both of them agree you need the 21st of Tishrei to overlap with Tkufat Tishrei. The difference between them will be Yom Tkufa. The difference between them will be whether it's Yom Tkufa is on the 20th or Yom Tkufa is on the 21st. Okay, now next, Amamar. The next issue that the Gemara is going to discuss is Amamar Shisha Asar Lifnei Achag in Mabrin. Right, so if it's 16 days before the Chag, you don't make a leap year. So Mar says, and this is the question that I pointed out to you, you can see it on page 2, the question I pointed out to you is that, why is Rabbi Yossi limited to the 16th? According to Rabbi Yossi, even if the Yom Tkufa fell out on the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, everything, and the 21st, according to him, all those would be great days for it. So why does he mention the 16th? So that's what Mar says, his opinion is inconsistent. That's what it says. Shisha asar lifnei achag im marbim el Rabbi Yossi. Shisha asar lifnei achag hu delom. Hashivsar tamneisar ma'abrim. Fell out on the 17th and 8th, then you would be ma'aber. V'amar. Didn't Rabbi Yossi already tell us? Shisha asar lifnei pesach. 16 days before Pesach. If that belongs to Nisan, 16 days belongs to Tukat Tevet, then you have to make a leap year. In. But see, if it was less than that, lo. If it's less than that, you know when it's going to fall out? The Yom Tukufa is going to fall out on the 21st. So why in one place does Rabbi Yossi require the Yom Tkufa to be the 21st? In our instance, he requires the Yom Tkufa to be on the 16th. Where it's an inconsistency in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Mar says, no. He says, in either case, hello, easy bidi ein mabrin. In both these instances, you wouldn't be ma'aber. The second 16 is not meduyak. The first 16 explains his opinion. The second 16 is just to be consistent. He says 16 by Nisan, he also says 16 by Tishrei. But truthfully, even if it was 17, 18, 19, 20 days that belong to Tkufat Tammuz, all of those would be fine. As long as you get in one day of Sukkot in Tkufat Tishrei, you'd be sufficient. So it's a linguistic 16 in the 16 of the Chag, but not a halachic 16. What's really Kovel Halacha is the 16 of Nisan, which tells you that he requires just that the Yom Tkufa fall out by the 21st of Tishrei. Right now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Asar Lifnei Achag Ma'abrin. So Rabbi Shimon says that, wait, 16 days, if 16 days of Tishrei, that's the last opinion on page 2, on 16 days, if 16 days of Tishrei fall out, right, in Tkufat Tammuz, you have to make it into a leap year. Whereas if the Yom Tkufa, Tkufat Tishrei begins on the 16th, you're fine. What does he require? Rabbi Shimon requires Kulei Chag Ba'inan. If you go back to page 1, you'll see that the Tanakhama says the exact same thing. Remember, when we looked at the Tanakhama and the Braisa, we said that was the same as Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, which is, again, 16 days. He says the same thing. He says that Rova Chodesh. What's Rova Chodesh? 16 days. According to the Tanakhama also, if there's 16 days belong to Tkufat Tammuz, it doesn't work. That means that he also requires Kulei Chag. That means the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon are saying the exact same thing. Just, Rabbi Shimon uses the term Shishasar, and the
Tanakhama uses the term Ruba Shel Chodesh, which is also 16.
So it turned out that Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama have the exact same opinion, and what's the difference between them? So the Gemara says, Ike Benayu, the difference between their opinions revolves on whether Yom Tkufa Matchil or Yom Tkufa Gomer. Is the Yom Tkufa the beginning of the new Tkufa or the end of the previous Tkufa? The lo misaime, we don't know which one has which. Alright, so that's what I showed you here on in page 1. And page 2, I show you under Yom Tkufa, whether Yom Tkufa Matchil or Gomer is questionable according to each of their opinions. Obviously, that would shift their opinion by one day. Whoever holds that Yom Tkufa Gomer would shift their opinion by one day, because you would have to have the Yom Tkufa fall out by at least the 15th of the month, as opposed to the opinion who says Yom Tkufa Matchil, it could fall out even on the 16th. So the difference in their opinion would be which day the Yom Tkufa has to fall out. Does it have to fall out on the 15th or the 16th? Because depending on that, we'll determine whether Tammuz, right, Tishrei starts by the 16th of the month or not, because they both require Kulei Chag Bayinan. Now we've reached the opinion of the Acherim. What do the Acherim hold? How do we understand their opinion? Their opinion is very difficult to understand. Because, Ikasavre Yom Tkufa Gomer. If they think that Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa, and Kulei Chag Bayinan, Haika, you have that. I mean, that if you think the 14th day, if it falls out, Yom Tkufa falls out on the 14th day or the 15th day, let's go, it falls out on the 15th day and it's Gomer, and it finishes the previous Tkufa, at that point in time, so think about this. If it falls out on the Yom Tkufa falls out on the 15th of Tishrei, and it's also the last day of Tkufa Tammuz, that means the new Tkufa Tishrei begins on the 16th. Begins on the 16th, you're golden because you have Okule Chag, you have the whole Chag be part of Tkufa Tishrei. So what's the question here? So why do they require there be 14 days? So Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Acherim, Bitkvat Nisan Kaimi. Let's talk about this. First of all, they're not talking about Tishrei, they're talking about Nisan. That's the first step. Number two is Dichtiv. They're talking about Shomer at Chodesh Haviv. You have to keep the spring season. So how you Shomer Chodesh? It says Shomer Aviv Shel Tkufa, Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan. Make sure that Tkufa of Aviv falls out in the month of Nisan. So now, when you talk about the month of Nisan, Rashi says not but Chodesh Nisan, but Chidush Nisan. It means in the new month of Nisan. So until what point is classified as the new month of Nisan? Rashi claims until the 14th of the month. When is a Chodesh B'Chidusha? Chodesh B'Chidusha is until the 14th month. The moon is full by the 15th of the month. So until the 14th of the month is B'Chidusha. Because the Kimat HaLevana hasn't been filled out, it's all running through. So what you're suggesting over here, basically, is that the Tkufa of Tish Nisan must begin. Now, Tkufa Nisan means the Tkufa of the solar. Tkufa Nisan. Chodesh Aviv is determined by the solar year, the solar seasons. So what Rashi claims is that according to the Acherim, we have to have a coinciding between the season of Nisan, Aviv, Tkufat Nisan, and the Chidush Nisan, the new month of Nisan. So the only way to have them coincide would be if they fell out on the 14th of the month. Meaning that if Tkufat Nisan falls out on the 14th of the month, then you'll have an overlap between Tkufat HaChama and the Tkufat HaLevana. Because if you look here, it's on page 3, the top of page 3. If, for instance, and this is what the Achaim say, if you have 14 days in Nisan, they belong to Tkufat Tevet, the first 14 days belong to Tkufat Tevet. That means that Yom Tkufa is the 15th. You do not have an overlap between Tkufat Nisan, which is the Chidush HaChama, and the Chidush HaLevana, which ends on the 14th. It means the Chidush HaChama starts on the 15th, and the Chidush HaLevana already expired on the 14th. They do not overlap. The only way to have them overlap is if Yom Tkufa falls out on the 14th. It's clear from here, as Rashi points out, that they believe Yom Tkufa Matchil, that Yom Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa. In order to have an overlap, you need to have a minimum of, right, 13 days, a maximum of 13 days in Nisan belongs to Tkufat Tevet. If you reach 14 days already, it's not going to work. That is the opinion of Rashi. Tosafot disagrees, and he says, we know that the Gemara in other places tells us that Chidush HaLevana is until the 15th of the month. That we know from Kiddush Levana. As it turns out, that we only do Kiddush Levana until the 14th of the month. B'dievet, if you haven't done it, you can do it up to the 15th of the month. But Tosafot says that the Gemara's in other places seem to indicate that until the 15th of the month, it qualifies as Kiddush HaLevana. If you say that, then you run into a problem. Why? Because if you say 14 days belong to Tkufat Tevet, then on the 15th, if the 15th day is the new Tkufa, that means that they do overlap. That means that Yom Tkufa is the 15th, and that's the last day of Chidush HaLevana, and they're overlapping. So what does Tosfos do? Tosfos says, very good, that Yom Tkufa is Gomer. Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa. Therefore, according to Tosfos, if the Tkufa falls out on the 15th, Yom Tkufa falls out on the 15th, that still belongs to Tkufa Tevet. If that still belongs to Tkufa Tevet, that means that Tkufa Nisan only begins on the 16th. Because on the 16th, you will not have an overlap between the Chidush HaChama on the 16th and the Chidush HaLevana, which ends on the 15th. So in that instance, you will not have an overlap. So according to the machlokes between Rashi and Tosafot, is what's classified as Chidush Levana. Is it through the 14th or through the 15th? Based on that, their opinions will differ about whether Yom Tkufa is Gomer, right, according to Tosafot, and Yom Tkufa is Matchil, according to Rashi. You can see that I brought in the first two examples here on page 3. Now the Gemara asks a very basic question. It says, why do you have to make it into a leap year? If the problem is one day, right, that's basically what's happening over here. The problem is that it's one day off. So if you go ahead here now, if you added one day, you would solve all of your problems. Problem right now, according to Rashi and Tosafot, is that the day falls out on the 15th of the month. Yom Tkufa is the 15th of the month. If I was able to move the Yom Tkufa to the 14th of the month, everybody would be happy. Now, if you make it a leap year, you're going to add an additional 29 or 30 days, right, to the year. You don't need that to solve the problem. All you need is one day. How do you make one day? Well, you say, well, listen, Adar was chaser, just make it into a malay. If you make Adar into a malay, you would solve all your problems and you wouldn't have to make it a leap year. So Mara wants to know, why can't we make it the Abri Adar? Why can't we make it into a leap year of Adar? Now, Rashi claims the question is only here and only according to the Acherim. The question is simply according to Acherim because they're talking about Nisan. Everybody else who talked about Tishrei, it's not a question for them. Why? Because Rashi says, what is the reason that we don't Aber Elul? Why don't we add an extra day to Elul? Because the way the calendar is set up is that we shouldn't have Lo Adu Rosh. And the whole purpose of the calendar is, or the way we set up the Melech and the Chaser is to ensure that Rosh Hashanah will not fall out on Yom Rishon on Sunday, on Dalet on Revi'i on Wednesday, or on Vav on Shishi. So if you were...
That's only after Hillel's Kaveh
Elul, huh? No, but even, you know, even according to the Chachamim, even the Zman Ariyah, they would try to stop it from falling out on Lo Adu Rosh. They would attempt to. They would try to make sure, ensure through the year that it wouldn't fall out. Now, if you all of a sudden reach Elul, and you reach, and you're understanding that they reset up the calendar, and you reach a point where it's below the Rosh, and now they're going to be Ma'aber Elul. What are you going to do? You're going to end up in a situation where you can't protect yourself. Because if you do that, you're almost definitely going to fall out on Adu Rosh. There's one exception to that rule, which is if it is on a Monday. Which is out on a Monday, and you push it out to Tuesday, you won't have that problem. Rashi says, but they were low plug. The Chachamim said, you're not allowed to be Ma'aber Elul, can't add a day in Elul because of this problem, below Adu Rosh. So Rashi says, the Gemara never asks about those opinions and those that are talking about Tishrei, because in Tishrei you cannot make a Chodesh beforehand in Ibor because you bump it into Lo Adu Rosh. On the other hand, by Pesach we know it's Lo Badu Pesach. Lo Badu Pesach means that Pesach cannot fall out on a right Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Why not? Why can't Pesach fall out Lo Badu Pesach? Lo Badu Pesach because... Right, because it would make it Adu Rosh Hashanah. The whole reason that we protect Rosh Hashanah, the whole reason we don't allow Pesach to fall out on Badu on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday is so that Rosh Hashanah won't fall out on Adu. It won't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So that's what Rashi said. Rashi says, okay. So if that's the whole problem, the whole reason that Pesach is Lo Badu is to protect Rosh Hashanah, I have a solution for you. That's not a problem. Right. Make Adar a leap year. And then in the summer, right, make one of the months shorter or make a little, right, a chaser. What? I'm sorry. Yeah, make Adar into a 30-day month, a malay, and then in the summer you'll make one of the months into a chaser. Because even though there's a rule that you can't have more than eight. In general, the Mishnah says you shouldn't go over eight malay. But over here, because you added one malay in Adar, now you can pull one out from the summer and you'll still work out. So you won't have a problem. So this is Rashi's opinion. Rashi's opinion is that we do not worry about making Adar into Malay, and that's why the Gemara is asking the question. As opposed to Elul, where we do wicked, rectify it. Right. Exactly. So that's Rashi's opinion. Tosafot takes issue with Rashi. He thinks, and I'm not going to, I'll explain it afterwards, but the Rabbeinu Tam basically says the question here of Labe Adar is a question on all of the opinions. It's a question on everybody's opinion, whether it's time back to Shrei or Nisan. The Gemara wants to know, why don't we add a day to the year? What about Rashi's problem? Rashi makes a good point. That it happens to be that if you do it in by Elul, you're going to have Lo Adu Rosh. So Tosfos believes that the Acherim over here do not hold of Lo Adu Rosh. There's an opinion in the Gemara and other places that Lo Adu Rosh, we don't adjust for that. We don't worry about it. So Tosfos says it's according to that opinion that Lo Adu Rosh doesn't make a difference. And Tosfos says, I'll tell you how I know that Rashi is wrong. I don't know that Rashi is wrong. Rabbeinu Tam says, how do I know Rashi's explanation is wrong? Because I said to you before, Rashi says the question is only on the Acherim, the Labre La Adar, because they're the only ones who talk about Nisan. But that's not true. Who else spoke about Nisan? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is premised on Nisan. That he said that, oh, if there are 16 days of Nisan, then you have to be Ma'aber the year because otherwise Tishrei will not fall out in the right time. Wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could do the same thing. Labre la'adar. Make Adar Malay. If you make Adar Malay, you'll solve your problem according to Rabbi Yossi by just adding one day. Why does Rabbi Yossi require a leap year? He says, even according to Rashi, Rashi makes this differentiation between Tishrei and Nisan about making the Malay, Elul Malay versus making Adar Malay. Okay, great. Tosus, first of all, rejects that idea. He says, I don't know where Rashi got that from. But leaving that aside, he says, even if Rashi l'shita to, what's he going to do with Rabbi Yossi? According to Rabbi Yossi, this would be a problem also. Rabbi Yossi should be being asked the question, why weren't you Ma'aber la'adar? And according to Rashi, the question is solely on the Acherim. So for that reason, Rabbeinu Tam says this question is on every Tana until this point in the Braisa. Why aren't they Me'abri La'adar? That's Tosos' opinion. So now the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Tana Milmalo Lamato Kochoshiv. The Tana is counting down. So what does that mean, he's counting down? He's saying like this, if 17 days belong to... All right, let's go. If 17 days belong to the Tkufat Tevet, you make it a leap year. If 16 days belong to Tkufat Tevet, you make it into a leap year. If 15 days belong to Tkufat Tevet, you make it into a leap year. And that's it. 14 already, you don't have to make it a leap year. Why not? Because you can make Adar Malay. So that's, he's counting down. So he's saying, you know, if it's 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, if any of those amount of days belong to Tkufat Tevet, you have to make a leap year. Why? Because then the Tkufa will fall out, according to, Yom Tkufa will fall out onto the 16th. If Yom Tkufa falls out onto the 16th, you can't rectify it by making Adar Malay, therefore you have to make it into a leap year. On the other hand, if 14 days belong to Tkufat Tevet, you will not have to make it into a leap year, you'll just have to make Adar a Malay. And Ein Hachanami, that is the solution. That's what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov suggests is the answer here. The answer is yes, in Okanami. You are Ma'aber, you make Adar Malay to solve the problem if the Yom HaTkufa is the 15th. Once the Yom HaTkufa is already the 16th, you can't use that solution anymore. So Tosos over there, Rabbeinu Tam says, Rashi is going to have to use that answer for Rabbi Yossi as well. He's going to have to say Rabbi Yossi's opinion works in the same way. If he's already doing that, and the question is Rabbi Yossi, then the question should be on all the Tanaim. Right, that's the position of Tosfot. Now, and the answer again will be the same for all the opinions. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this answer applies to all the other Tanaim, that they're all counting down, and the day we thought was Yom Tkufa would not be, I mean, that does not include it. That Yom Tkufa day, you would not make a leap here in that case. You would make it a Adar Malay, and you would solve your problem, or you make Elul Malay, and you'd solve your problem. The only question is, if it's beyond that day that they claim, then you'd have to make it a leap year, because you can't solve it by making it into a Malay. Next line in the Gemara is problematic for Tosfot, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is that Ravina Amar, Lolam Acherim B'Tishrei Kaimei. Now, the fact that Ravina is addressing the Acherim means that it sounds like the Gemara is only talking about Acherim until this point. It sounds like Rashi, which is that here, we're going through the Acherim, and this is another answer for how we're going to address the problem of the Acherim. Why weren't they Ma'abri Adar? According to Rabbeinu Tam, we were talking about the Acherim, then we asked the question all the Tanaim, and all of a sudden Ravina takes us back to the Acherim. So that flow in the Gemara is not so simple according to Rabbeinu Tam. Again, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, the problem is the flow in the Gemara. According to Rashi, the issue is, how come Rabbi Yossi, the question is not asked on Rabbi Yossi or not asked on the other Tanaim? All right, Rashi, as Tosus called it, made up this difference between the Ma'aber Adar and Ma'aber Elul. He says, I don't know where he found this from, but he says, Dachak Rashi, he calls it Rashi. Masha Dachak Perisha Kuntris, to do all this acrobatics doesn't help him because Rabbi Yossi still, he'd have to answer for Rabbi Yossi. So in the end, if he did all the acrobatics to explain why the Gemara only asked to have an Acherim and not the other Tanaim, doesn't help him from Rabbi Yossi in the end anyway. So why don't you just say it was on all the Tanaim and not do the acrobatics? Okay, so that's the two different opinions that we have here. But Ravina says the solution is different. Ravina says the solution for the Acherim is as such. Ravina Amar, the Olam Acherim Bit Tishrei. That the Acherim are talking about Tishrei Kaimei. Because Sabri Acherim Kulei Chag Be'inan. So that they require the whole Chag Ve Yom Tov Rishon. Not only Kulei Chag, we didn't have an opinion like this yet, that Kulei Chag means literally the whole Chag Ha Sukkot. If you look, it's on page 3, it's the last opinion that I drew out here. If you look here, if 14 days belong to Tkufat Tammuz, and then Yom Tkufa falls out on the 15th, and you believe that Yom Tkufa is Gomer, it's the end, for Tosfos to be more consistent, meaning Tosfos thinks that the opinion of Acherim always is Gomer. Over here, Rashi is flipping the opinion from Atchil to Gomer. So here, I'm not saying it's impossible. It just happens to be for Tosfos, it's more consistent. Here you go. Ravina says that if 14 days from Tishrei belong to Tkufat Tammuz, Yom Tkufa, on the 15th, and that is Yom Tkufa Gomer, that means that not Kulei Sukkot is found in Tkufat Tishrei. It's only from the 16th and on belongs to Tkufat Tishrei. Which means that according to them, in order for it to work, you have to have Tkufat Tishrei start by the 15th of the month. So now, why is that? Why do they need Kulei Yom? The Gemara says, wait a minute, Yom Tov Rishon, Chag HaSif K'tiv. Why would you ever need Yom Tov Rishon to be included in Tekvat Tishrei? It says Chag Asif, and you can't be Ma'asif on Yom Tov Rishon. That's what Rashi explained to us before. It's only on Chol HaMoed is it relevant. Chag Asif is a Zman that you can do Asifa. Zman does have sex from Chol HaMoed, from the second day of Sukkot through the seventh day of Sukkot. Why would you ever need the first day to be in Tekvat Tishrei? The answer's up, no, that it says Chag Zeh Chag Haba Zman Asifa. It's not literally that you have to do Asif. It's a chag, has to fall on a time when it would be relevant to do asifa. Not that literally you have to do asifa, but chag asif means a chag that falls out bizman ha-asifa. Zman ha-asifa will include the first day of Sukkot. So according to the opinion of Achirim, Lefi, Ravina, we're talking about Tishrei. So according to Rashi, that's the answer. When we're talking about Tishrei, you do not need the answer of why didn't you Ma'aber Adar? Ma'aber Adar is not relevant anymore. You'd be talking about Ma'aber Elul. You'd be talking about Elul Malay, and Rashi already told us you don't do that. According to Tosfos, Ravina's answer will still have to use Milamata Lamala, or Lamala Lamata. It will still have to use the answer of Rav Acha B'Yaakov in order to explain Ravina's position, because it doesn't matter whether it's Tishrei or Nisan, you still have to have it. You could still be Ma'aber according to Tosfos. Alright, so now the answer in the end is that it has to fall, Yom Tkufa has to fall out by the 14th, because Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa, so Tkufat Tammuz will take up to 14 days of Tishrei. If that's the case, then you have Chulei Chag, then the entire Chag is Tkufat Tishrei. If the Yom Tkufa falls out on the 15th already, 14 days already are part of Tkufat Tammuz, and Yom Tkufa is on the 15th, right, and it's Gomer, then you don't have the Chulei Chag in Tkufat Tishrei, and that'll be the failure. Right, so that ends our little trek through the sugya of Yom Tkufa and adjusting for the Tkufa. It turns out that here we do adjust by Nisan. We need to be that Chag Aviv that has to coincide with Chidush HaLevana. That's the way we paskin. Whereas by Sukkot, only one day, the Chaf Aleph, the 21st day, the last day of Chol HaMoed, has to coincide with Tkufat Tishrei. And so we adjust the calendar for those two items to make sure that the Chidush HaLevana and Chidush HaKamah coincide in Nisan, and we adjust that the 21st day of Tishrei should fall out in Tkufat Tishrei, that they went at least one day of the Tkufa coincide with the last day of Chol HaMoed. Alright, so now, Smichat Zkenim. We talked about Smichat Zkenim in the Mishnah. Tarabanon, how do we know how many Zkenim you need for the Smichat Zkenim? Tarabanon, v'samchu, that they will be Sumech in the plural, Ziknei. Yochol Ziknei Ashuk, I would think it was the Ziknei Ashuk, Tamalomar Eida, Ziknei Aida. Eida, if Eida was Eida, Yochol Ktanei Aida. Any Eida would be sufficient, means any base, then 23, anybody can do it. Tamalomar Ha'eida, Ha'eida, which is Miuchadim Shibeida, only those from the top notch, meaning from the base din Agadol. But Kamahin, how many of them do you need in this instance? It says, Vesamchu Shnaim, Ziknei, Shnaim. Samchu and Ziknei are both in plural. Each one indicates two. So now you have 2 plus 2 is 4, right? And then you have Ein Beis Din Shakul. So you don't have an even Beis Din. Mosifin Aleim, Odechad, you add one more, you get 5. So Smicha de Zkenim on the Parallel Dam Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, you require 5 Zkenim to do the Smicha. 5 from the Beis Din Agadol to do the Beit Din Agadol to do the Smicha on the Parallel Dam Davar Shal Tzibur. Reikan Chamisha. Divir Rabbi Yud, that's Pinei Rabbi Yud. Rabbi Shimon on the other hand says, no. Ziknei Shnaim, Vein Beis Din Shakul, Mosifin Aleim Odechad. Ziknei is in the plural, that means you do 2. Can't have an even based in, therefore you add one more, and that is 3. Harikan shlosha. But 3, right? And that's all you require. It says, Rabbi Shimon, aktiv is samchu. What's it going to do with the fact that the word samchu is there is also in the plural? If you're going to darshan plurals, darshan the whole thing. It says, how will we buy le gufei? Samchu we need for the pasuk itself to tell you that they have to do smicha. So Rabbi Yehuda, le gufei lo tzarech. Hey, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't he need it to be taught also about Smicha? So he says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, Imkein, dola ati b'samchu l'drasha. Samchu is not for a drasha to teach you, you have to add an additional 2 of the zkenim, then lichtov, you could just have written, the pasuk didn't need the word samchu at all. You just have to say, ziknei ha'ida yudehem al rosh hapar.
And if it's a samchu zaken ha'ida, that wouldn't make any sense.
Right. I mean, you mean from a linguistic standpoint, the grammar requires. Right. I don't have an answer for you because it's not the only place the Gemara does this type of thing. It does it all over the place. Right. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, all you have to have written, Lidurash Lichtov, Ziknei Aida, Yedehem al Rosh Hapar. Ziknei Aida, put their hands on Rosh Hapar. Well, why else would they put their hands on the Rosh Hapar unless they came Samchu, that they were doing Smicha? So the word Samchu is extraneous. If it's extraneous, then you have to darshan what the word samchu is. So over here it makes a little more sense, show that the word is extraneous, then you can be doresh the plurality. But again, like you're saying, if it's necessary, then the plural is just consistent, grammatically consistent. Why do you have a drasha? Again, I think it's a question you can ask on many drashot of Chazal in this way. Rav Shimon, ikhtiv hochi, if it had written like that, hava mina mai au b'samuch. What does it mean that they put their hands on the animal? That means b'samuch, close to it. Right? It's not that they have to actually literally put it on top, but they just have to be close by. So that is some basamchul means right on it. Rabbi Yehuda Gamar, Rosh Meola. No, once you have the word Rosh there, we can learn it out from an Ola, just like by Ola it says Samacha Rosh Ola. So it's over here, it means Samchu. Rabbi Shimon Gamar, Rosh Meola. He doesn't have that Gzeira Shava. So whether you have that Gzeira Shava or not will make a difference whether you have the extra word of Samchu. So that'll make a difference between 3 according to Rabbi Shimon and 5 according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Tana. We have a Bryce. A smicha u'smichat zgenim begimel. Smicha and smichat zgenim has to be done with 3. So Mara wants to know, what is my smicha? U'my smichat zgenim. What is the smicha and what is smichat zgenim? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mismach sabe. Smicha is, mismach sabe, which is what we know as smicha today. Smicha means the granting of the right to pass in to a next generation. So I'm Rabbi the Rav Yosef, mismach save bishlosha minon. How do you know that you have to pass on smicha when you grant someone the right to do, you know, yore, yadin? How do you know that, or matir b'chorot? How do you know you have to do that with 3? Ilay merichti, because it says v'yismochet yadav alav, because it says that he placed his hands on it, right? Yochi tiskei b'chad, meaning that when Moshe passes the mantle of leadership to Yoshua, that's just Moshe. So that should be enough. That Moshe replaces the 71. Right, you can take this on 2 levels. We shouldn't even do this on 1 level. That Moshe is connected 71. That he has this, he's the equivalent. Because until the point that the 70s Zekenim were added, Moshe Rabbeinu was the sole leader, and therefore he's equal to the 71. Or because Moshe sits on top of all the 70, he's connected kol shivim. So then, if you need 71, you have to buy 71. If that's the case, then you think Moshe is connected the whole Beis Din HaGadol. Then Moshe doing this should require 71 people. That's smicha. Kasha. It's a good question. We don't have an answer for you where we got the number 3 from. Right now, the Gemara says, Amalei Ravacha Brei Derabo, the Ravashi, B'yodo Mamash, Samchinenle. When you do smicha, you give smicha, do you have to go, right, the Rav wants to give you smicha at the Paschim, does he have to put his hands on you in order to give you smicha? Or is it just an instruction that he gives you that you're allowed to? He gives the, right, the point, yadin, or does he have to put his hands on you when he does that? So he says, I'm alay, samchinalei bishma. No, it's just it's an intangible type of smicha. It's not a smicha where he has to literally put his hands on it. It's just an indication, right? The smicha is not little, but an idea that passing a mantle of leadership is done through smicha. It's a borrowed term from smicha that is used in the other instances. He says, I'm alay, samchinalei bishma. We just do it in name. That's all. Kari le rabbi, v'ayavle reshuta le meidan. Dine kenosot. He calls him a rabbi now. You're now officially a rabbi, and you have permission to be done dine knasot. Why dine knasot? Because he said before, first of all, dine mamoninos, when it comes to halvot and hodot, over there you don't need smicha because the gemara, there was a tachanat chachamim, in order to keep the market liquid for loans, over there we said that you don't need smicha in order that anybody can adjudicate it. Number 2 is, where else would you need smicha for gzelot and chavalot? There we're going to see in the gemara later on, that anon shlichutayu kabdinen, we do the shlichut of the b'nei Eretz Yisrael and gzelot and chavalot. So the only place you need smicha in order to paskin is in dine knasot. So dine knasot, they didn't do in Bavel if you didn't have smicha. You needed smicha in order to do that. B'chad lo samich. Is it really true that one person can't give smicha? Here's a very famous story of Yehuda ben Baba that we'll do tomorrow. All right, stop here.